Welcome everybody to the Rink Podcast, episode 37. Puffy, you've caught on now.
Yes.
I got a question for you.
I think I know what it is.
Number 37, who do you got?
Patrice Bergeron, Boston Bruins, recently retired, although some believe he might come back for the playoffs.
Oh, really? Why? Just come back as a walk-on during playoffs? You can do that?
Yeah, well, because it would be a little bit of salary cap circumvention, which is quite popular in the NHL these days.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Interesting. Tell me what that means, though. Like, what does that mean?
Well, if he doesn't play all, I think he actually might be, it might be past the date, actually, that he might have been already had to be signed. But there was talk of him coming back and signing to play just because he's an older player, doesn't want to do the wear and tear of a whole season. So you come back and just do the fun part. But I don't think he is. I think he's actually retired. Okay. Great player, though.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup champion. He played the 2015 Stanley Cup final with a collapsed lung.
Absolute that's a tough work. Man move. That's a tough man yeah. move. And that's reminding me of last week or the week before when you told us Barrett played a couple games with a broken wrist.
Well, he didn't play, but we thought it was a sprained wrist. And so we had him out there on the ice and we're trying to get him to practice shooting and taking passes while they're getting fired at him. And he was complaining about the pain. No wonder why.
Yeah, a little break.
Great parenting.
I got to spend some time with Barrett this week, actually.
You did?
Yeah, we got Barrett and Ozzie and Tanya and I. We went and saw Zach Bryan on Sunday night.
Yes, how was the concert?
It was great. It was great. I didn't know much about him, I'll be honest with you, but I walked away enjoying Zach Bryan's songs that I've been listening to a couple since. Yeah, Ozzie really liked it too.
Nice.
Yeah. It was a long concert though. Like it was over at like midnight or just before midnight.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I had to pick you guys up. Well, not you guys up. Tanya and Barrett.
Yeah, I walked home.
Yeah. I offered.
You did. You did offer. All right. Well, listen, it's an interesting time of the year. It's the spring time.
Yes.
Hockey's wrapping up. We've got OHL Cup coming up is sort of as
yes.
we're going to talk about the rankings or the playoffs. So we'll come back to that. But one of the things we want to talk about was what's coming up after that, which is some OHL Cup. We talked about it last week a bit. So can you give everyone a debrief about it again?
Well, I sort of did mislead the audience a bit. I didn't make it clear. The OHL Cup is U16, the big one, at least. I think there might be a U15 that's called the OHL Cup, but the one I was talking about is the U16. It's like the showcase tournament at the end of the season. I know even from like last year talking to kids who were playing in the U16 AAA final, they cared way more about winning the OHL Cup than winning even the GTHL playoff championship. So it is pretty much the biggest deal for most of these kids' minor hockey careers. And it's sort of for the top kids who are moving on to, say, the OHL, this is the end of their minor hockey careers. So
it's starting,
I thought it was April. It's actually starting on Monday, March 25th at Scotia Pond. So I plan on trying to catch a few games.
Really? Okay. Well, I've been out now of playoffs for a couple weeks. So my evenings are oddly free
a little bit.
Yeah. Well, though I did drive Ozzie tonight to watch to Ted Reeve so he could watch the AAU15 game. So I'm still driving to the rink a bit.
Nice. I was actually going to go to watch that game myself. The boys were at Jason Batiste working out and I was killing time, but I instead had a pint.
Very good. Very good. So OHL Cup. So it starts next Monday and then how many teams get invited to this thing?
There's 16 teams that actually make the main draw, but they're going to have on Monday morning, six teams are going to play. There's three matchups and the winners of each of those matchups will move into the main draw. And one GTHL team, JRC, is in those they have a game that if they win they'll be in the main draw, but four GTHL teams are already in: Mississauga Rebels, Vaughan Kings, Toronto Marlboros, and the North York Rangers. They are in the main
they're guaranteed in. Yeah,
yeah,
good. Nice. All right. Well, that'll be fun to watch. I don't know anything about it. I mean, this is all fresh territory for me. I know very little.
Yeah. I mean,
nothing about the OHL Cup.
I've heard about it over the years. And I've been meaning to go out and watch, but I haven't thus far, but I'm definitely going to make it out this year to see some games.
Feels like a real miss on the GTHL focused podcast that the players find this is the most important player tournament ever. And you and I are like, man, this is new. We didn't know much about it.
Well, I knew it existed. We're learning as we go. I just have never.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tough.
I'm surprised this one got past you.
No, I knew about it. When the kids are 3, 4, 5 years older than your kids, it's sort of hard to get too jonesed about it. But now it's closing in on the age groups that we know.
Right.
It'll be Ozzy's age next year. So.
Right.
A lot more interesting.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, OHL Cup. So the other thing is we still have the interview to publish with Abu. We didn't get that out this week. I don't know if you noticed. It didn't come out.
Yeah, I did notice because I've been telling everyone that we got a great interview coming up with a referee on Monday, and I've heard from a few people like, where's your referee interview?
Where's the interview? So to no fault of anybody, it just all of a sudden Monday went and Tuesday went by and we're like, oh, we forgot to post it. So it's going to come up next Monday now. We moved it out a week. It was just pure miss because we have busy lives.
I assume the GTHL had gotten involved and it shut it down.
No. That would be a good controversy, but that is not what happened. That we just missed the... Nope. We didn't talk to each other, and then all of a sudden it was like recording tonight, and we're like, we never posted the interview, so that's okay. So moving on along with what we have, I also had last week we talked about you had asked me what my position is around like parents coming and being really loud, right? You remember that with cowbells and stuff?
Yes. Yep.
You remember having this conversation And, you know, I was like, you know, I kind of like the chaos, if you remember, and, you know, I've participated in it when it's worked out for me. But we got a note from someone who did a little research. It's actually from a team that said the GTHL rulebook, Rule 13.9. I just want to read this out loud. Disrupting play game officials may stop play immediately whenever any spectator or group of spectators disrupt play using, for example, a whistle, air horn, or a laser pencil. The offending spectators may be ordered to leave the arena by the game officials. Play will not resume until the spectators leave. So it's written in the rule book, GTHL rule book, 13.9, rule 13.9.
But that is only during play. And most of the, I haven't really heard too many people doing the air horns during play. It's between whistles when the chaos ensues.
I feel like that's a bit of a gray area. I feel like the officials will just say the whole game is in play if it's really
annoying. They should.
Yes.
Yeah, they haven't got there yet because there's few fan bases out there that could definitely get a talking to from the referees.
Yeah. The other thing that we want to bring up is we have a new partnership.
So
we're proud to announce that we have a little partnership going with BioSteel, which is our first partnership for the pod. It's a simple partnership. When you go on to BioSteel.com, and you go shopping and you type in, you place your order and you have any coupon codes, you type in To The Rink. So TWOTHERINK, all one word, To The Rink, and you will get 20% off your BioSteel orders. And so it's that easy. It's that easy. So Puffy, you can now start ordering all the BioSteel you want. Use To The Rink coupon and save all you want on the BioSteel products you get.
Well, you got us hooked on the BioSteel, and now we can't stop buying it. So this is perfect for us.
Yeah. No, I'm a big BioSteel fan. I always have been. I've got a couple leftover cases, and then I'll be on there buying. So I got a couple more left before I got placed.
Well, like Barrett's super healthy with what he puts in his body, and he only will have BioSteel.
Out of all the drinks.
BioSteel with the water. He won't touch any of the other ones. We've tried.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. So there you go. So new partnership for the To The Rink podcast. That's our first. We haven't.
Awesome.
You know, for those listeners, we don't have any sponsors. We just do this, which is great. And that's fine. Like, it's all good. We really love doing it. So it's nice to have a little partnership and, you know, help with some of the production stuff. So if you have a chance, use the To The Rink podcast or To The Rink code and buy your BioStim. We appreciate it. And, you know, a lot of comments around the Dan Crosby interview actually is like also something I've now received since we've had that interview.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be interesting to have Dan come back next year and tell us, like, how's it been a year in? I think that will be an interesting interview as well. Have him back. What do you think?
For sure, 100%. And then also for him to be like, guys, we made $3.5 million off To The Rink. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So there you go. All right. Anything else, Puff? What do you got on your agenda before we jump into the playoffs?
Well, it was a tough week last week for our Ty Cat family where we lost a good friend, Lyndon Schreier. But I have to say the support from the East End hockey community has been outstanding for the family, for the kids, and for all the Ty Cats who knew and loved Lyndon. And we played a playoff game only a couple days after we learned of his passing. And Blake played, who's his son. He played and started in goal. And we had a huge turnout from families across the GTHL that weren't at all related to our team, and they were wearing jerseys and cheering. And a special shout out to North York, who we were playing, who were also incredibly compassionate throughout this whole situation. And at the end gave, lined up to give Blake their condolences and props. And, a nice note, we won the game 2-1. Blake played outstanding. And just really appreciate how everyone is rallied around the family and our team going through this tough time.
Yeah. I saw some of that online. It's quite nice to see when the community rallies behind the group like that. And incredibly sad and tragic situation, but to have that support through the community, I think is a testament to what we are a part of. And that's really something special. So
GTHL is it's a great thing to be part of, and families are make it really special.
Yeah. Okay. So now that you have had your games, how is your playoff situation now on that?
Well, Barrett's team ended up winning the series, the East semifinal. So they are now awaiting the winner of the other series, West Hill and Young Bruins, to see who they'll face in the East final. And so that probably will start next week. And then Austin's team, we're still in the first round of the playoffs. They've really staggered it at certain ages. I guess they're trying to get certain ages through because of OHF commitments. So some of the younger ages are still in the first round. Some of them are early in the first round. So we have two games left. I think we have an outside chance of maybe sneaking in the semis. We need some help, but we've done pretty well. We've been competitive, so we got a couple of games, but we still are going till March 30th. The first round, so we still got lots of time to finish up.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
And then,
best of luck. You got a week off. You got a week to chill out, I guess. So you guys have been practicing, but I know your team. You've been practicing hard, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely practices throughout the week and off ice stuff. And but the kids are taking a little break too, which is nice for them because it's a long haul, the playoffs.
Oh sure, yeah. We love it though.
Best.
Yeah, you love it. This is your time. March Madness is on, running into NHL playoffs, GTHL. This is like Puffy's, like, euphoria.
Yeah, there's just too much going on. It's fantastic.
It's too much. I can see it.
I got to fill up my bracket.
Yeah, I do too. Well, actually, I was just talking to Stoff before I'm going to join this pool. I got to make a Yahoo account, but I'm going to join Stoff's pool because I'm not in a pool.
Nice.
But I would say I'd get in a pool. Are you in a nice pool?
I am not in. We used to have a big one at TSN, and I think COVID killed it. At or the young kids at TSN don't let me play anymore because
take it too seriously.
It doesn't seem to make it into my email box.
Old man.
Oh, but the thing is, it's ice to be done by Thursday afternoon.
They're using like Slack or something to run it. You're still on email.
I'm waiting for my email password.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, listen, without a delay, why don't we jump into some of the playoff standings and where we're standing, where all the divisions are sitting right now. And we're going to end,
for sure. Too.
I guess we'll come back to our bet. We'll see where we're at in a U16 AAA, U15 AAA, and U14 AAA standoffs at the end.
Perfect. So I'll hold off on talking about those for now while we go through all the other age groups and divisions.
U10.
We'll start as always, U10 AAA. It's taking their time. It's been they're only midway through the first round of the playoffs. The top four teams in the regular season, the Marlboros, Vaughan Kings, Young Nats, and JRC, sit in the top four spots of the standings. But the Mississauga Senators are lurking 3 points behind the Young Nats with a favorable remaining sked. The Young Nats still have to play the other three top teams and will need to get something out of that to move on to the semifinals. U10 AA in the East, the top seed EastEnders has qualified for the semis with a perfect 5-0 record with two games to play, while the other three spots are still up for grabs. Huge game Friday night, North York Knights face Ted Reeve at Chestwood. A Thunder win will move them onto the semis. Out West, the Wolverines, Humber Valley Sharks, Mississauga Terriers are in good shape to advance to the semis, while the second seed Mississauga Beast need to beat the Vaughan Rangers on Friday and get a little help from the Sharks on Sunday to grab a spot, the final semifinal spot. U10 Single A East also midway through their first round. All eight teams are still in the running with everyone earning at least 1 point. The ninth seed Toronto Arrows have already beaten the top two seeds and are looking good to continue their Cinderella playoff run. Out West, Humber Valley Sharks, Ted Reeve, and the Toronto Attack are through to the semis. Greater Toronto Capitals can join them with 1 point in their final two games. U11 AAA first round of the round robin continues with the top four seeds. The Toronto Marlboros, JRC, Young Nats, and Vaughan King all in the top four spots. The team threatening to knock one of them out is the 8-seed Don Mills Flyers, who are just 1 point back of the Vaughan Kings with two games in hand, and they face a huge test Thursday night against JRC. U11 AA in the East, just 7 teams. So the top seed EastEnders are out front with a 3-1 record with two games to play. Spots 2 through 6 are separated by just 1 point, so lots to play for. Out West, the top seed Mississauga Beast have clinched a spot in the semis, while spots 2 through 7 are separated by just 2 points with two games to play. U11 Single A in the East, the 6th seed Don Mills Mustangs have clinched a spot in the semis with Forest Hill and Leaside. North Toronto need 1 point in their last game against Leaside Gold to take the last semifinal spot. Out West, the top seed Vaughan Rangers and 2nd seed Toronto Attack have advanced to the semis, while the Wolverines need 1 point in their last two games to also earn a spot. U12 AAA, the top seed North York Rangers are a perfect 4-0 so far in the first round robin. Team to watch out for, the 7th seed Don Mills Flyers. They sit fourth with games in hand on their competitors, but 3 of their final 4 games are against the top 3 seeds, starting with the Toronto Marlboros on Thursday night. U12 AA, Ted Reeve, the Scarborough Young Bruins, and the Scarborough Ice Raiders have all qualified for the semifinals in the East, while the Markham Islanders need 1 point in their last 2 games to take the 4th spot. A Mai Tai Cats will try to prevent this from happening on Saturday at Chestwood. At West, the top seed Toronto Faustina Toros have clinched the semifinal spot, while the second seed seeded Mississauga Beast are barely hanging on to the fourth spot and face the Toros in their last game. So that's the boys that we did the interview with. So they need to get turned on there. That's going to be a big one.
Yeah, I was about to say that was that group. So yeah,
they have not had the best playoffs so far. So they need a big effort against the Toros next week. U-12 single
big rivalry.
I can tell those two teams have a good battle going on. U-12 in the East, it's very tight with the top seven spots separated by 3 points as we head into the final games, with Ted Reeves sitting atop the standings. At West, the second seed Avalanche have clinched the semifinal spot, while Vaughan Rangers and Humber Valley are in very strong positions. Vaughan Panthers' win over Duffield Devils on Friday should lock up the fourth spot. U-13 AAA, the top three seeds JRC, Vaughan Kings, and Toronto Marlboros have locked up spots in the semis. The final spot will come down to the fifth seed North York Rangers or the eighth seed Don Mills Flyers, and they will face each other Sunday night at Vic Village Arena. The Rangers need a win or a tie to take the fourth semifinal position, while Don Mills goes through with a win. U-13 AA in the East has moved into the semifinal round, and the opening night saw two upsets. The top seed Forest Hill lost to the fifth seed North York Knights, while the third seed EastEnders were upset by the seventh seed Scarborough Young Bruins. There's a huge game this Saturday at Chesswood between EastEnders and Forest Hill. Both teams desperately need to win a game to have a chance to make it through to the final. Out West, the top seed Duffield Devils continue to roll, beating the third seed West Mall Lightning, while the second seed Vaughan Rangers beat the sixth seed Mississauga Beast. U-13 Single A in the East, absolute chaos. Five teams finish with 9 points or better, and the Ted Reeve Thunder, despite losing just one of seven games in the first round, were eliminated from getting to the semifinals.
Why?
The semis got it. So I didn't think it was possible.
Yeah.
But when you have eight teams competing top four, I've always thought that if you get to 8 points, you should go through, and 9 points, 100%. But somehow the top team had 10 points, and then second through fifth all had nine. So it came down to a tiebreaker, and they had all sort of tied each other. And Ted Reeve didn't go through because they had a loss. Their only loss was to Leaside. So it was, and the amount of times that they got screwed, like in one of the games, they needed the Toronto Arrows to tie or beat, I think it was West Hill, and they pulled their goalie, the Arrows, to try to get the win, and then they gave up an empty netter, which cost them the thing. Like, there was all these little scenarios that happened, and everyone went against them. So unfortunately for them, they have proven now that 9 points isn't always good enough to get through. In the West,
just when you didn't think it was possible, here we are, Puffy.
Yeah, now I guess 10 is the magic number.
There you go. Now you know.
Out West, game one of the semifinals saw a pair of ties, with West Mall tying the Vaughan Rangers and the Toronto Eagles drawing against Humber Valley.
U-14.
Go to now U-14 AA in the EastEnders. They've advanced their third straight East final, beating North York Knights 6-2. That was a great series. They await the winner of the Young Bruins West Hill series. The Bruins leave 5-3 and will advance with a winner tie on Saturday at Don Mills Arena. Out West, the top seed Vaughan Rangers lead the Mississauga North Stars 4-2 and can clinch a second straight West final appearance with a win in game four. The defending city West and city champs, the Rattlers, lead the Vaughan Panthers 5-3. U-14 Single A, an upset in the East as the fourth seed Scarborough Ice Raiders beat the top seed Vaughan Rangers East 7-1, while the second seed Forest Hill took care of business over the third seed Arrows 7-1. Out west, the top-seeded Eagles swept the Avs 6-0, while the second-seed Humber Valley leads the third-seed Toronto Attack 5-3 and can close it out with a win or tie Friday night at Etobicoke Centennial Arena. GCAT, have you ever been to Etobicoke Centennial?
Yes, I have been there as a kid, but I only remembered that when I went recently. So I was there twice recently. The first time was Ozzy, just behind me, was there for a swimming match or a swimming meet a couple months ago. And then last week or 2 weeks ago, Clive had a game there, which is the home of the West Mall Lightning, I think, if I'm not mistaken, right? And right behind it, there's a little ski hill. I don't know if you know it, Centennial Ski Hill.
No.
Yeah, that's where I learned how to ski. I mean, you look at it, nice. It's like a hill, like a little bump. But that is where I learned how to ski, is right there, because I grew up in Mississauga. And so Centennial Ski Hill is where I learned how to ski. I saw Haley's Comet there.
Just really?
Reference, yes. When I was a kid, we had a ski lesson at night. And that was the night, I guess, you could see Haley's Comet. There was a guy there with a telescope. And I looked up, and all those memories came rushing back when I took Clive the other day to that arena.
Nice. I went out and checked the game out there earlier this year, and it reminds me of Don Mills Arena for how dark it is.
Yeah, it's dark.
It's like, let's get some light in here, guys.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's going to be around much longer, because it feels like they're
doing a bunch of development stuff around there.
Yeah, they're not exactly infusing money into that project. Let's go to U15 AA, and the East Final is all set. Tedview Thunder advancing past the fourth seed Scarborough Ice Raiders in a hard-fought series 7-3, while a mild upset in the other series is the third seed Toronto Arrows came from 4-0 down, winning 3 straight games over the Leaside Flames. Ted Reeve and the Arrows played their first game tonight, and Ted Reeve got a 3-2 win, so it's going to be a tough road for the Arrows to, because that's a good Ted Reeve team for sure. At West, it's an all Vaughn final with the top seed Panthers facing the second seed Rangers in what should be a great series. U15
it's like CFL Rough Riders division. Playing each other. Ottawa versus Rough Riders versus the Rough Riders.
Saskatchewan.
Vaughn versus Vaughn.
Love it. U15 single A, Forest Hill continues its fine play, sweeping North Toronto to earn a berth in the final, where they were joined by the third seed Avenue Road Ducks, who upset the second seed Don Mills Mustangs 6-2. At West, the top seed Vaughan Rangers swept the Wolverines, while the Avs beat the second seed. Beat the second seed Greater Toronto Capitals tonight to tie the series at 5 points apiece. U16 AA, the top seed North York Knights and the fourth seed Ted Reeve Thunder are tied at 5 points apiece and will play the deciding game on Friday night at Larry Grossman. The other semi is tied 4 points apiece with the second seeded Arrows and the third seed Forest Hill. At West, the top seed Beast beat the Jets 6-2, while the Duffield Devils and Wolverines are tied 4 points apiece and will play Game 5 Friday night at Etobicoke Centennial. And finally, U16 single A in the East, the second seed Markham Islanders swept York Mills in 3 games, while the top seed Avenue Road and 4th seed Don Mills Mustangs are tied 4 points apiece with Game 5 Wednesday night. At West, both the semifinals are going with the top seed Vaughan Panthers tied 4 points apiece with the Humber Valley Sharks, while the second seed Toronto Eagles are up 5-3 on the Avalanche. And that is it for the playoff update, except for the ones we are betting on, which is the hot triple A's. And we welcome in Estoff.
There he is.
Estoff, are you there?
Hello. How's it going, guys?
The man, the legend.
Good.
Just arrives.
Just appearing on your screen.
I love it.
Definitely. All right, well, let's see what we got going here. We left you last week. Puffy had a 6-4 lead in the series that had wrapped up. We were still waiting on Markham versus the Kings in the U14 AAA. Markham took that one, so that's another one for Puffy. So that's 7-4 there. Yeah. And now sticking with U14 AAA, right now we got Markham versus JRC. Puffy's got Markham, and they're leading 2-1 after one game. So it's trending Puffy's way.
Yeah, 2-1, they won the game one. Perfect.
Exactly. So looking good for Puff there, but we'll see what happens. U15 AAA, Don Mills versus the Titans. Don Mills taking that. GCAT had Don Mills. Boom. So that's a point his way. And then the U16 AAA, it was North York versus the Vaughn Kings. GCAT had North York. Puffy, you had the Vaughn Kings. And the Vaughn Kings did it. They got it done. Yeah. So that's another one for Puff. Puff leads 8-5, and we still have that one mark.
So I don't think I can win.
But right? It looks like this is a wrap. So what did we decide on? Was it
a cold
swim in the lake? Eating a Costco-sized jar of mayo?
How about a Costco hot dog? I'll do that.
That's not a punishment.
No.
That is... You have to eat a Costco hot dog for... you have to stay at Costco for 12 hours. And every hot dog you eat, you get an hour taken off.
Yeah, I like that. I'm sure Costco will hop right on board.
Yeah, because I don't think... Even if I get the JRC win... That gives me the 6, and that's
well. Unless we want to make the only thing is we couldn't match up worth 4 points. Right. Like this last one, this deciding U14 AAA is worth 4 points.
Yeah, because we each have won a series, right? Like Puffy's won the U15, or I've won U15, he's won U16.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're
doing. So we've each won one. I feel like the tiering now, like we can maybe come to a point where like I've won one, he's won one. There's 1 point left on the table.
Okay, I'm comfortable with that because I do have Markham in the final, right?
And I have JRC. Yes, you do.
Okay, so this is the big one.
I'm up one game. Okay. Nothing.
Okay, so should we set the stakes now? What are we?
I really should have thought of that again. Puffy and I actually we were down at Lake Ontario a couple weeks ago together. We took a picture with the anticipation of running into the lake at some point.
Mm-hmm. But the water looked cold.
It looked real cold.
It doesn't look any warmer today, probably, since we've had some flurries and such. So,
Okay. I've come up with a lot of no good ideas, and I think that's because I think I feel like I'm on the losing end of this so far. So I haven't put a ton of time into thinking of the punishment or the reward, whatever way we want to go with. But yeah, so that's where I sit.
I mean, Puffy, you got to come up with something diabolical.
Okay, we'll come up. I will come up with something because
we can ask. We can ask this. We can ask on the Instagram stories too.
Yeah. How about this? The first person to respond, that's what we'll do.
Okay, I'll do whatever.
Hold on a second. That there's people that
we can't just commit.
The clock is ticking. We're gonna know a winner next week.
That is true.
It's true. Because let me see when the games are. So game one was last night, Friday and Sunday. This thing could be wrapped up by.
I hope Sunday these 13-year-olds know what's on the line here.
Yeah, do they know? Do they know?
They will. I'll be banging on the glass.
Tuesday night, you'll be there.
It's for the pod, though. You gotta just think it's for the pod. Anything for the pod, right?
For sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we have to give shout outs because the two number one teams in Ontario, Don Mills Flyers and Vaughn Kings, both won their playoff championships.
Who's number one?
They had the targets on their back, and number one is Markham.
Oh,
so it could be
a repeat on that one. A trifecta. Ooh,
so the number one seed's taking it.
Listen, I have a good feeling about JRC though. They don't want to give up easy.
No. Game one was a little bit sloppy for them, but
no one bats 1,000. You know what I mean? No, and you only need 300 for the Hall of Fame, you know? So let's just.
Oh, yeah. And Markham just snuck through. The Vaughn Kings were all over them. So I got an update. U14, AAA. The two teams that lost in the semifinals played last night at St. Mike's for a spot in the OHF. Finals, and Vaughn Kings won in a shootout. It was 0-0 game through regulation and overtime, and then Vaughn Kings won the shootout. So congrats to them.
So they get into the
team.
Yeah, they get to go.
Oh, yeah. The two teams in the final, JRC and Markham, will also be in.
Perfect. There you go. Okay. All right. Stuff. I feel like stuff, though. Just like, I feel like you've got like things in your head you want to say, but you're refusing to say them as the moment.
They're just too real and controversial for the podcast.
We have a younger demographic here.
I will say congratulations to our winners so far. The U15 Don Mills, the U16 Vaughn Kings. And let's see who takes.
You were saying you're a big Vaughn Kings fan now.
Well, I'm going to be a bandwagoner, so I'm just going to jump on the highest age AAA there, Vaughn Kings. So that's my squad going forward now.
Yeah, because we'll have to repeat. We should do another round of bets when we get to the OHL Cup.
Mm-hmm. We can do OHL Cup. Yeah, we can put some real stakes down.
Well, because they're almost adults right now. Are we still betting on? Are we still saying you can't bet on kids at that point? Are we like?
Yes, I mean they're
gravitating towards some bets there.
They're basically in college by that point.
Right, that's an adult. You have to be an adult.
It's only fair. Only Agreed. Fair, boys. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens in this coming week, and whoever tweets in, submits on Instagram, the very first stipulation, that is what we'll do to decide this thing. All right.
Okay, I'll make a note here for tomorrow morning to do a story.
Perfect.
And ask the question.
All righty.
Awesome. Okay. All right, cool. All right. Let's see what we get from that. All right. Thanks, Stoff.
Nice to see you. Stoff.
All right. I always like when Stoff comes in.
Oh, yeah. It's great to have guests.
Yeah, he's the ultimate guest.
He pops in so perfectly, too.
He's the only one who knows how this whole thing runs.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. If Stoff was like, I'm sick today, we'd just be like, well, we can't do the pod today.
Yeah. It's on hiatus for retooling.
If Stoff said, I don't want to do anymore, the pod would be over.
Yeah, it's done.
Done.
Shut down.
All right. Well, listen, cool. Well, busy week. Playoffs, I guess we're coming to the end, which is great. Yeah, it's an exciting time of the year. But what's another exciting time of our pod is when we always talk about our musical songs of the week, our songs of the week.
Yes.
And, you know, I think these have, before we pick ours, I think they've sort of changed over the course of this season, I guess, of this podcast, because it was pump up songs. Yep. It's what we asked our guests. Mm-hmm. But I kind of now look at it as like, I just want to call out a good song or introduce a new song. You know, usually it's not a slow song. I definitely don't always pick I get the element of making it a fast song or a pop song or, you know, an upbeat song, but they're not all necessarily pump up songs anymore. I think we're maturing past that comment. What do you think?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Okay, good. So what's your song of the week?
Mine is pump up. No, pump up the jam. No.
Mine is pump up song.
No, I actually was watching a documentary on the Pittsburgh Pirates of the 1970s. It's actually a documentary on Dave Parker, legendary ball player, the Cobra, great nickname. They rallied around this song. That got the whole city of Pittsburgh dancing and singing Sister Sledge, We Are Family. It became an anthem for that team, and they went on to win the World Series. And,
what year was that?
1978.
Oh, my birthday.
And I think it's just a great song and a great message. And this is a time to bring the teams together. Everyone, the teams that play like families are the teams that win at this time of year.
Yeah, that's a great tune. It's a good tune. I haven't actually heard that song in a long time, so good choice. I like it. I'm going to, when we listen to the podcast, there'll be a clip of it. We Are Family. Good choice. Okay, well, mine is a little bit more nostalgic for me, I guess, in a way. This week, I was last week, I guess, Pearl Jam has released a new album. There's some new Pearl Jam coming out. I like Pearl Jam a lot. They don't really have radio hits anymore. You know what I mean? When we were growing up, you know, their first few albums, there was radio hits. Now Pearl Jam puts out albums. People don't really make a big deal about it, I don't think. And it's sort of more like people who know Pearl Jam listen to it. So with that, I pulled out an old Pearl Jam record the other day right here.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, I was listening to this today. And I was like, I'm going to pick a Pearl Jam song. And, you know, there's so many good ones. But I thought I'd pick my most underrated Pearl Jam song, which is a song called Down. And I first heard it on a live album that they had. You would not know it. And then they released it as a B-side on, like, the Avocado album. Anyway, it's a great song. I don't think I've seen Pearl Jam in concert 5-6 times. I don't think I've ever seen it live. But it's one of my favorite Pearl Jam songs. So it's Down. Great little Pearl Jam song. And that's my song of the week. So everyone can check that out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Well, with that, Puff, we've said it all. We're coming to the end.
Yes, we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, we are. And then, we wrap it up. There's going to be an end to this, I guess, at the end of the, at some point for the season.
Yeah.
I guess post OHL Cup, somewhere around there. I don't know.
Yeah. How many more episodes probably mid-April. Yeah.
Mid-April. Okay, so only a few more weeks.
And I got a Masters. That might be tough.
Oh, yeah. You got to do it for the Masters. Well, hopefully they have good internet down there.
Yeah. Well, I could probably do it down there. Yeah, better than here.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thanks, everybody, for listening to the podcast. We really enjoy it. So if you have a chance, please subscribe to us on YouTube. Listen to us on Spotify or Apple. Subscribe, review, leave a comment. Follow us on Instagram. We appreciate it. Puff, anything else before we head off for the week?
No, I'm just hoping for a long West Hill Young Bruins series so that Barrett has more time to get healthy for the East
final. Yes, he has to get healthy. I was going to say that. And don't forget to use your To The Rink podcast coupon code on BioSteel. Stoff, thanks so much. And don't forget, we will have the interview drop this Monday now. delayed a week, but totally just from our own getting busy in our own lives. So enjoy, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.